With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The leaders of Denmark and Greenland are urging President Trump to stop threatening to take over Greenland. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After announcing over the weekend that the U.S. would run Venezuela after removing its president, Donald Trump reiterated his wish to take control of Greenland. He told reporters, quote, "We need Greenland from a national security situation." Denmark's prime minister said a U.S. takeover makes absolutely no sense and that America has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
45 states are reporting higher than normal flu activity through the week of Christmas.
The higher numbers appear to be driven by the type of flu that's been spreading. One type of the flu virus called H3N2 historically has caused the most hospitalizations and deaths in older people. More than 90% of the H3N2 infections analyzed were a new version that differs from the strain in this year's flu shots. Flu season usually peaks by February. The CDC estimates there have been at least 11 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 5,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez has become the country's interim president.
Rodriguez was part of a group of senior officials in Maduro's administration that now appears to control Venezuela and had previously overseen much of Venezuela's oil-dependent economy and its intelligence service.
That's correspondent Luke Garrett reporting. Meanwhile, Maduro and his wife were in court in New York, accused of narco-terrorism. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 594 points, the Nasdaq rose 160, the S&P advanced 43. This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority nation in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years and marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside marriage is punishable by up to a year in prison. This is SRN News. North Korea continues its missile testing. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un observed test flights of hypersonic missiles and underscored the need to bolster the country's nuclear war deterrent as the country dials up weapons displays ahead of a major political conference. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday's drill involved a hypersonic weapons system and was meant to examine its readiness and enhance missile troops' firepower. In past years, the North has performed a series of tests to acquire it, but many foreign experts question whether the test missiles have achieved their desired speed and maneuverability during flights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.